Curtis Wright, fascinating guy, released the first album in 2016 under his name. There's a lot of experience behind Curtis. I met up with Curtis last year. He's going to be our guest today. I think you're going to enjoy what he has to tell you right here.
Really happy to welcome to Unreal Bluegrass, Curtis Wright. How are you, Curtis?
Just peachy. Thank you so much for your time.
I told you before we started, I saw a bit of your set last night here in Raleigh. I didn't see the whole thing, but you have a brand new album out, which is titled, self-titled, Curtis Wright. And I'm reading all these reviews from people that we all know. But you must be real happy that you've got these people lined up to support your record. And we can go through the list, but I would rather just have you talk about a little bit about Curtis Wright and why you're now doing this type of this album, and then we'll just go from there.
Well, I've been playing professionally for 35 years. Started in North Carolina, actually, with a group called Super Grit. In the early 80s, and did a couple of albums with them. We played a little bluegrass, a little of this, a little of that. Left there, went to Roanoke, Virginia for 3 years, did two records with a group called Cimarron. Then I went to Nashville in 1987 and became a professional songwriter. Had four number one songs. You Never Know With a Woman in Love, Ronnie Millsap was my first one.
That's a good first one.
Yeah, well, Millsap's such a wonderful, wonderful guy.
There he is.
Next to You, Next to Me was Shenandoah.
Sure.
Rock My Baby, Shenandoah, wrote those. And What's It to You, Clay Walker. I had his first big hit.
Wow.
And I also wrote a song for Daryl Singletary called Too Much Fun. So I kind of got a foothold in town in Nashville with writing songs, and eventually landed a couple of record deals that didn't really work out too well. So I went back out on the road. I worked with Vern Gosdin for a couple of years in the early 90s. Then I, when Marty Raven left Shenandoah, they called me and asked me would I front the band. I said, yeah, I'd be proud to. So I was lead singer for Shenandoah for 3 or 4 years. And at the same time, I was playing with Pure Prairie League. So I had to juggle the two of them. So
yeah, I'm from the Cincinnati area.
Oh, okay.
So when you mentioned Pure Prairie League, that's like my hometown.
Yeah.
And from the beginning, I'm talking
Chillicothe.
Yeah, just right south, just east of Cincinnati.
Yes, sir.
And I'm right there in that area. And they were legendary back in the old days. And Vince Gill was with them for a while.
Well, absolutely.
And I didn't know you were with them.
Yeah, when Craig came back to the band.
Craig Lee Fuller.
Craig Fuller.
Yeah.
He and I were writing. And he had to leave early, and I said, everything okay? He said, yeah, I have to go over to the rehearsal hall. We're auditioning new guitar players. I said, really? He said, you want to audition? I said, yeah, I do, because I've been playing your songs forever. And so I auditioned, and I got the job, of course. But so I actually recorded the last record they just did with them, All in Good Time.
Yeah.
I'm on there, and Craig is a great friend of mine, as is Mike and everybody else.
Well, I didn't want to get sidetracked on that, but you mentioned Pure Prairie League. I get that instantly, so now I can help frame in my mind a little bit more about Curtis Wright. And you've told me all these great things, and you have Ronnie Bowman and Rhonda Vince and Claire Lynch and Dale and Don Wayne Reno.
Yeah.
Praising you on this album, so let's get to where this is. You have an amazing history. Let's get to this album.
I've been a Claire Lynch fan ever since the Front Porch String Band, and known her for probably 30 years. Dale and Don Wayne Reno, I've known them for many, many years too. Rhonda Vincent, I've known her since her Nashville country days. She's always been a sweetheart,
mm-hmm.
and helped me, and I sang with her on this and that. And Ronnie, I never met until I moved to Nashville. But what a great singer Ronnie is. Wow. And his wife,
and
darn it.
Yes.
My goodness.
And Ronnie can write a song.
Yeah, he can. He surely can.
So you got this album is on, is it self-released or is it?
It's a Vauxhall record.
Okay, tell me about the label.
It's a brand new label. They have four or five artists on their roster. And I couldn't name them. I know there's Antique Persuasion is one. And I don't have a list of them.
That's okay. No, that's okay. Look, I'm looking at the back of the album with the tracks on it. And let's tell you, you do have a duet with Rhonda Vincent on here.
Yeah, I do.
And you have some other people listed here. Tell them a little bit about the music that we're going to hear when we play this album on the air, the Curtis Wright CD.
Well, it's all pretty much bluegrass, except for two or three songs that are a little more mainstream. But it's all acoustic. It's all acoustic music. There's no drums. When my producer, Jimmy Metz, called me and said, "Do you still want to do this record?" And I said, "Boy, I sure do." And he said, "Well, let's do it." And he had gathered up over the years, you know, seven or eight songs and played them for me. And I said, "Wow, these are great songs." And he said, "I've been holding on to these for years." A lot of Sean Kemp songs on here. And
we all know who Sean is now.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah. And Sean's a good friend. I also did a bluegrass remake of Dixie Chicken, the old Little Feet song.
Oh, sure, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So we had fun with that.
We connect on a lot of different music levels. You mentioned that.
We actually thought about doing a video of that song and putting nothing in it but a bunch of chickens running around.
Well, this is there's 13 cuts on it. I heard a little bit of your show last night. Darren Aldridge was sitting in with you last night.
Yeah, what a great guy.
He's a great guy.
I only met some of those guys yesterday.
Yeah, and then that's the way it is. And, well, you know, you get here, you get an IBMA with all these great talent around.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You say, "Here's what we're going to do," and they do it.
Yeah, they count it off.
Yeah, count off.
You know?
Well, like I said, I liked it. I couldn't watch your whole set, but I can't wait to hear this album.
Well, I hope you enjoyed it.
Well, we'll get it on the air for you. We'll get some cuts from it right away and get it playing.
Well, I appreciate that more than I can say, and thank you for your time here today.
I really appreciate you coming by. I really do, because it's, you know, it's only when artists like you are willing to give some time to talk to people on the radio. I think that's how we really connect with it. Music is one thing, but I like people to hear what you have to say about what you're doing and who you are. And that's why I really like to have the interviews.
Well, I've done radio interviews for many, many years, but when it comes to bluegrass music, I've always felt like they were the stepchild of the music business, and it just wasn't fair. And it's folks like you and XM Radio that's helped us keep this genre alive. And where would we be without you folks?
Yeah, well,
we'd be sitting at home watching.
We'd be performance artists.
Yeah.
And I say that because, yeah, if you can't get on the air outside of festivals, in order to get you to the festivals, you know, you've got to get some connection over the air on the radio broadcast.
And there's so many people out there that love it and have no way to get it.
That's right.
Right. Thanks to you folks. Man,
yeah.
My hat's off to you. Thank you so very much.
Listen, I appreciate you coming by, and we'll get the album. Like I said, I haven't heard it. I heard you last night for about half of your set. I was impressed with that. I'm glad when I saw you coming over, I recognized who you were, and I'm glad you stopped by and had a chance to sit and chat for a minute.
Steve, thank you very much.
All right, brother. Thanks so much, Curtis Wright.
Yes, sir.
We'll look forward to this new album getting on the air.
Well, I appreciate that very much.
All right.